This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Three idioms for sharing unpopular opinions and a web class invitation.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you taking IELTS in order to level up your future career or even your career now? Then come to our web class. Today, you'll learn great opinion vocabulary and get details about this free live event.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more. Only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Hello, everyone. Aubrey, we are here for a little surprise, a little bonus IELTS episode. What are we doing? Why are we talking to our students today?
Yes, guys, we have a web class coming up and we want to tell you about it. There's going to be so much great vocabulary that you can use on the IELTS exam, and it's going to be very motivational. You guys need motivation to be learning English, sticking with your study plan, sticking with your goals. So this is going to be great for you. We want you to sign up for sure.
Yeah, you can sign up at allearsenglish.com/promotion. So today, guys, we are going to talk about native idioms, native phrases to introduce an opinion that might not be popular, or to introduce an opinion that might be met with resistance, let's say. Because the topic of the web class, guys, it's about business English. It's not about IELTS, but the topic is how to be proactive, how to get that promotion, get that raise if you're using English for your profession. And we know that is a future goal for a lot of you. That's why you need to pass IELTS. But guys, it is useful right now as well, right? How do we be proactive in our IELTS studies? Like Aubrey said, we need to be motivated, right? This stuff has to be your part-time job if you're going to get a 7 or higher. So finding that inspiration, getting these strategies for confidence, all of this stuff will be in this web class, guys. So one of the phrases that you will learn in the web class is, hear me out. I love this. I say this.
I say this all the time.
Yeah. When can students say this on IELTS and at work?
Yeah, anywhere on speaking, but especially on part three, I feel like. Mm-hmm. If you're asked something that you have to share your opinion and you have a feeling the examiner might not agree or the average person might not agree, but you're going to explain why you feel this way, start your answer this way, right?
Yeah.
Hear me out. I think that no one should recycle, and here's why. And if you have good reasons for believing that, it doesn't matter if the examiner is not going to agree or the average person doesn't agree.
Totally.
You share those good reasons with high-level vocabulary, you can still get a band 9. They don't have to agree with you.
No, examiners do not care about your opinions, guys.
They don't care.
No. And you know what? Like, if you have a crazy opinion, it'll make you stand out. And like we've said on the show before, standing out from the crowd. This is how you prove that you are a 7 or higher, that you are not your average band 6 student. We can also use these phrases like in part 1 when you're asked about like books or art or whatever. Because like, I know that like examiners, like we're readers usually. And so like, I want the students to be readers, but if you're not, then that's fine. Just be like, hear me out. I don't actually like reading and this is why. But that's the key, guys. Use these phrases to introduce the opinion, but then support with reasons, with specific examples.
Right.
So the next phrase, this is kind of like a proverb. It's from a Robert Frost poem, taking the road less traveled. So this is like blazing your own path, right? Being different from everybody else, making these decisions in your life that set you apart, that are not like everybody else, right? So on the exam, if the, maybe in part one, if you're asked about your job or whatever, you could be like, you know what? I mean, my parents wanted me to get an MBA, but I decided to take the road less traveled. And I got my degree in Spanish literature. I don't know if that's what I have a degree in.
Nice.
That was my first example. So yeah, anytime you're introducing something about yourself that sets you apart from other people, that makes you unique, you could say, I decided to take the road less traveled. And we encourage you guys to do that in your life. Yes. All right. What's the last phrase, Aubrey?
Okay. This is really great as a filler phrase too. If you have, sometimes you're going to be asked a question where you haven't thought about it and you haven't really formed an opinion yet. You're going to need to make a quick decision. Just choose either way. The examiner's not going to care, but you can start your answer with, okay, call me crazy, but, and then you're ready. And either way, give the opinion. You don't care. And if it ends up being
all
like,
the time.
Call me crazy, but I don't like dogs. Sorry.
No, don't say that. No, but this really is part of my like daily speech because like I'm always coming up with like weird ideas or like questions, right? Or like things that I'm curious about that I think nobody else cares about this, but like call me crazy, but I kind of want to see what that new bookstore is. Okay, that was a bad example.
That's my favorite when you're like coming up with an example on the fly. I'm always like, what's it gonna be? It could be great. It could be like crazy. You don't know.
Oh God. I can't come up with ideas, but
you do,
I froze at that moment. Anyway, it was still an example, guys. So guys, come to this web class. We know that a lot of you are going to need English in your future professions, guys. So get a head start. Be ahead of the pack from the beginning. Sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/promotion. We, Aubrey and I, are going to be there live. It is a free web class, March 6th and 9th. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thank you for talking to me today. This was fun.
Yes, so fun. And I will see you in the web class. Come early, guys. We'll be there a couple minutes early for a pre-party, which is Woo-hoo! Most fun.
Super fun.
Don't miss that. Yes, we'll see you there.
All right. Have a good day, everyone. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.